We understandably associate the Kriyas HaTorah Parshas Achrimos with Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the very laning of the day of Yom Kippur itself. But there are a few striking observations. Number one is when you look at the Kriya, you begin laning, Vali of Kohen, that of Levi, you finally get to the very end of Shlishi, and the Torah for the first time mentions Yom Kippur. And somehow it begs the question, well, of course, isn't that exactly the theme that we have been discussing up until now? And it's surprising that only at that point is the notion of Yom HaKippurim mentioned. The Torah also tells us the following, that Va'al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. The Torah admonishes Aaron HaKohen not to do this each and every day. Don't do this so often. Yizar Shelo Yargil Lavo, Rashi writes, don't take advantage of this opportunity. And no doubt that also seems striking because this is Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is relegated to one day a year. Why is it necessary for the Torah to tell us, Al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh? And perhaps the greatest question is when the Torah describes the Hotzos Kaf Umachta, it's necessary to remove the spoon, the ladle. Rashi says, Ein Ze Mekomo Shel Mikra Ze. You know, this pasuk seems to be out of place because the Hotzos Kaf Umachta did not occur right here and now. It only happened after Olasa V'Olasa'am, and somehow it seems to be positioned out of place. How can that possibly be? Those three questions. When you look in the very end of the Sefer Chochmas Adam, the Chayadam quotes the name of the Gaon, just the following stunning comment. The Gaon quotes a Medrash that writes that there was a unique schus that Aaron HaKohen had that was not true of any other Kohen Gadol. Aaron HaKohen was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim at will, not only on Yom Kippur, at will, on any given day. Could he simply just enter? No. Zos Yavo Aaron HaKodesh. This was the Hachana, this was the Avoda that was necessary for Aaron HaKohen to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he desired. And that is the beginning of the Parsha. The Torah describes that how is it that Aaron HaKohen approached that incredible Kedusha entry into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when you get to the end of the process, at the end of Shlishi, the Torah tells us the following Chiddush. What was true then for Aaron HaKohen, that is true for us, Ludoros, on the day of Yom Kippur. But the initial theme of the Kriyas HaTorah was Aaron HaKohen's ability to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim at will, as long as it was associated with that Avoda. And that's why question two, the Torah tells us, Va'al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. For us, no doubt, this is a schus that we have once a year. But this is something that Aaron HaKohen could take advantage of regularly. So the Torah admonishes us, Al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. And the Gaon writes the following, when it happens on Yom Kippur, it's true that we have to balance this hachana, the gisha, the entry into Kodesh HaKadoshim, with many of the other details of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. For us, the Hotzos Kaf Umachta took place at a later time. But for Aaron HaKohen, when he was entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim other than Yom HaKippurim, the very theme of the Parsha, well, of course, that every pasuk is exquisitely in order. That was the exquisite sequence of the Seder Avoda. Although for us on Yom Kippur, right, we juggle, we balance, and therefore it's not that the pasuk in any shape or form is out of place, but the application, the Doros, Yom HaKippurim, is somewhat different. But you know, that admonition that Aaron HaKohen is told, Yizahir Shelo Yargilavo. Imagine. You're talking about Aaron HaKohen. You're talking about entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Aaron HaKohen that, you know what? Don't take advantage of this opportunity. And Sichas Musa here in this parasha, Rechaim Shmulevich stresses the amazing Musar Haskel. The most lofty things in life, the most spectacular, the most extraordinary can become routine, can become mundane. Mitzvah Sanashi Milamada. You're speaking to Aaron HaKohen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, an incredible, unique privilege. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to remind Aaron HaKohen that, you know what, even that which is incredibly majestic, can be taken for granted. Take it for granted. That's the yesod that the Chassid Yavetz writes. Take a look at the beginning of his pirish, Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Daled. He refers you to the psukim Yechezkel and Perek Memvav, where Yechezkel tells us, you know what, Bezras Hashem will soon have a schus to enter the Beis HaMikdash. You know what? Yechezkel tells us the following. If you enter through this shar, make sure to leave through another shar. Another shar. The Chassid Yavetz writes exactly that chiddush. A person's entering the Mikdash Hashem. You know what? The first time he's there, he'll be spellbound by what he sees. But you know what? The normal routine somehow is, you know, I've been there. I've done that. I already saw this sight. And imagining, enter the Mikdash Hashem can become a mundane, routine experience. So the Navi has to tell us that, you know what, if you enter this way, leave that way. Make sure there's passion, there's enthusiasm, there's excitement of being in a mikdash. There's excitement in being in a beis medrash and a beis haknesses. It shouldn't just simply be mitzvah sanashim ulamada, because sometimes tragically in life, the real enemy that we have is hergel, a routine where things are done robotically and they're not done with a sense of passion and enthusiasm and islavos. When you look in the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us there are certain things, Dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel adam, ubnei adam mizalzlin bahem. Things that are paramount, things that are most important things one could envision, and people take them for granted. They just dismiss them. The Gemara doesn't exactly tell us the reference. Rashi, take a look. Brachos Vav Mebeis, kigon tfila. That's Rashi. Kigon tfila. Davening. No? Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samit. You have an opportunity of avodah shebelev, and somehow you don't embrace that experience passionately, with enthusiasm. And that's what we have to do, now, as B'nai Yeshiva, to seize the moments, the Esek B'Torah, the Iyun Tefillah, something that is a remarkable privilege that we have, that somehow, because we do so, day in and day out, we take for granted, and somehow we allow the extraordinary to become routine, to become mundane. When you're learning, there should be a kol Torah, a sugin erev, you know, to be able to absorb everything that you learn. I would tell you the same is true when it comes to tefillah. Uvishirei David avdecha nalalcha. No, it's a time of shira takadosh baruch hu. Sometimes you walk into a shul, sometimes you walk into the yeshiva, no? Psukei deZimra. You think it's a library. Everything is silent. No, you don't find the passion, the enthusiasm of the opportunity to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's important to develop that sense of a Kol Torah and a Kol Tefillah, to be able to focus on all of davening, even on Psukei deZimra as well. It's a challenge that we have of mitzvahs anashim lamada, and we do it routinely, each and every day. And we allow the extraordinary to become ordinary. And that we can do. That we can do. Never forget how privileged indeed that we are. We understand how this could happen. If the Torah tells us that Aaron HaKohen had to be told, Ayavah b'chaleis al-Kodesh, we're not Aaron HaKohen, and this is not yet the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but you know what? For us, this is what the Beis Medrash represents. Savor every moment that we have of that Esek b'Torah. Take tefillah incredibly, incredibly seriously. Be ready with your tefillin before davening starts. Make sure you're there, you're positioned, even not like the chassid and harishonim of hours for every tefillah. But the least that we can do is passionately spill our hearts out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize that we privilege the opportunity that indeed that we have. See what we can do in these days of Sfira Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah to increase our passion, our enthusiasm, our commitment, and develop a sense of an incredible Kol Torah accompanied by a magnificent Kol HaTefillah.